Ladies and gentlemen, ATV Productions would like to welcome you to Tea Time with the Lead.
Tea Time with the Lead in the morning when the day arrives. Tea Time with the Lead. Let's talk about what's going on.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is great to hear my voice again. Sorry. It is great to be back and share some beautiful new material with you. It has been a very, very long time, and it has been a very cold and long winter, but not for me. It's hot, it's sunny, and I am melting out on the beautiful island of Antigua and Barbuda, where I can't leave my apartment because I have to study all damn day. But enough of that. Let me go ahead and talk about you. I want to thank you guys for listening to the show. I've had a huge flux of listeners since my last episode, which I don't even know how long ago that was, but it was a while. Maybe 2-3 weeks now. But thank you for continually to listen. Thank you for constantly sharing it with everyone else. I hope you guys keep continuing to do that, and I hope you guys keep listening to the show because I love having you on the show. Please comment. Please share, like, conversation with me. I love to hear your guys' perspective, your take on the things that we talk about. I like to hear your guys' opinions. I want the conversation to grow, and that's why I continue to do the show. So please contribute to the conversation because I would love to hear it. I want to give a huge shout out to all of the listeners right now in the States. It's blown up. Ohio, Michigan, Washington, Texas. Shout out to Texas. California, Florida. I already said Florida. New Jersey, Colorado, Idaho. Home of the potato. Kentucky, Illinois, Louisiana, Alabama, Louisiana. You guys are cool. Got some bad blood out there, but you know, it is what it is. And then, of course, to all the other countries out there who continue to listen. You know, we've had France. You guys literally just keep climbing the charts of listeners. I appreciate you. You guys make me want to learn French. So hopefully I can impress you guys for continually to listen, and then I can wow you with my French. Stay tuned for that. Again, for everybody else who's been chiming in, more viewers in Canada, more listeners in Palestine, you know, you number one. UK, Germany, everywhere else, you know, appreciate all of you guys for constantly tuning in. And again, please continue to share with your friends and your family. Without you, I would not be doing this. But I have a great show for you today. I have two beautiful guests who are going to be joining me, which I can't wait for you guys to meet them. And honestly, I can't wait to meet them because you guys will find out why shortly. But I'm going to go ahead and stop there, bring them in, and get the show going. So sit back, relax, and prep yourself for a wild ride.
My name is Rima Youssef. I am 25 years old. I am studying at the George Washington School of Medicine, hopefully wanting to be a pediatric oncologist. I'm from Palestine and Lebanon, and I lived in Dubai for 10 years. That's like a brief intro.
My friend.
Oh, it's my turn? Oh, hi. Okay. So my name is Luai Giron. I live in Oregon, Eugene, Oregon. I am I'm half Cuban, half Brazilian, but I follow the Muslim and religion. I am currently 26 years old. I'm about to turn 27 pretty soon in about 2 weeks.
Hey, so happy birthday.
Yeah, So I don't know if I should be excited or not.
You should.
But yeah. So, but yeah, I'm going to be 27 pretty soon, and I live in Eugene, Oregon. It's for those who do not know where Oregon is, because I haven't had conversations with other people, they do not know where it is. So technically, we're located in Washington, Seattle, Washington, in California. For those who do not know where it is, so it's pretty cold, but right now it's pretty shiny right there.
I know, it looks like you got some sun going on, so I don't know. You're putting out some lies right there, Lua. You're putting out some lies.
I love Portland, by the way. I've been there so many times. Eugene is.
You've been in Portland?
Yeah, I love Portland. It looks like a postcard. It's gorgeous. Oh. I've actually been to Eugene from California to Portland, and oh my God, there's like a university there, Western U. I don't know if you're familiar with it. But in Lebanon, Oregon, and like you kind of have to like pass there. I think I've interviewed there before. So it's
wait, so you've been in Oregon before? That's great.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you know. I don't need to explain the different the cities and everything. So that's great.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, everything that is surrounding us here in Eugene and Portland, it's all fields, green. Oh yeah, it's a lot. For me, I'm a more of a city type of boy, so. I like to live in Portland, but Eugene is not as bad. Like, it's really calm, peaceful, and I really like the people that are living here, so yeah. But I've never been to D.C. I would love to go to D.C. That's part of my bucket list as well.
Well, unfortunately, I cannot be in the Oregon Club, so thank you for making me feel left out. I also have not been to D.C. either. I haven't really traveled much in the last 2 years, which is very unfortunate. I don't think anybody really has. But also, traveling game has been on like a temporary halt due to school. So, gotta love the education system, right? Thank you both for joining me today on the beautiful show that is known as Tea Time with Aladdin. And everyone, I want to let you guys know the reason I have these two beautiful people on today's show is because today we're talking about friendship, the beautiful bonds of friendship, where we all hold our hands, sit around a campfire, and we sing songs as one. One of the things that I really like about Rima and Luai is that I have never met either of them. It is literally just been social media. Pretty much interactions. And I really want to talk about interactions through like technology and just like our interactions and like everyday, you know, circumstances. Because today's day and age, I feel like communication has like really gone downhill. Not necessarily saying the way we communicate with each other, but the way we, one, speak to one another. Two, the way we lost Rima. Completely just disappeared, which I hope she comes back.
Okay.
And sorry about the technical difficulties. Internet all over the world is getting shot due to storms. If you guys are in DC, I'm sorry that you're experiencing what you are experiencing. But as I was saying, communication has just pretty much gone downhill. And I'm not talking about like communication as like, oh, you're an introvert. Oh, you're a shy person. Oh, you're an extrovert kind of thing. That's always going to take a role in communication. But there's a difference between communication via face-to-face. And then there's communication over social media and all these other platforms that we have. Something that I've noticed, which you guys can of course comment on if you agree, when we have conversations one-on-one, face-to-face, conversations tend to go very different compared to the way conversations go over social media. Would you guys agree to that?
Definitely.
Oh, go ahead.
So I was saying that I feel like in person, people are definitely more, there's either like a tone of kindness or like 9% probably like not as your best self as you would like over the internet. I think over the internet, it's very hard to get a read for like who you're talking to or how you should act. Like, I feel like it's a lot easier for me personally to talk to someone face to face because I'm like, I tend to overthink things. So I'm like, oh my God, like I'll read like and then be like, oh, do they have like, did they mean what they said they meant in this way? Or like, you can't really pick the tone of like a person, in my opinion.
What about you, Luai? How do you feel about that?
Technically, I feel like the difference between talking to a face-to-face different because for me, for like I speak for like because I'm a social butterfly. So when I speak to somebody face-to-face in person, like I get super like happy and I read your body language and I see like, okay, so this person is like interacting real well with me, like with the conversation that I'm doing, like it's I feel like it's better compared to when you do in social, like through internet, Facebook, you know? You don't really see that connection, like when you experience it with real life people, you know? I mean, even though they're real life people, but you don't experience it as well. It's pretty different. Even though like you take pauses when you do a conversation, and then you're like, okay, what's the next topic we're going to talk about, you know? And then that's what, but compared to when you're actually talking to somebody, the conversation keeps going on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree with that. And that's one of the things I feel like a lot of people don't take in account when, you know, we have these conversations. You can't read how somebody responds to a person. And for example, like I'm on school, like pretty much all the time, and it's almost all online now because of the pandemic. I feel like in a current state that we're in, it's even harder to read how we interact with each other, especially as like, you know, students, colleagues, professionals, however you want to describe it. Sometimes people look at me and they're like, I can't tell if you're being serious or like condescending in your messages. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I am so sorry. Like, if you know who I am personally, you'll be like, this is the nicest man alive. There's no way he's like trying to like shit on my parade. First topic for today's episode is making friends. Being able to socialize in our world is gotten super complex. It could be because the way we interact with each other is perception than it is actually, you know, speaking with each other. So perception takes like a huge toll. So with this, do you guys feel that making friends today is easier with the different platforms that we have? Or do you feel that it's difficult because of these nuances that we look for when we talk to people or like when we socialize and how we choose to be around the people that we want to be around?
For me personally, like I have always had making friends when I was younger, which is contrary to like what I think. Like I think for me, I was it's like I think maybe I was very different for me. Like my from the U.S. was just like, here, whole new culture. Here's Arabs, speak Arabic. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so weird, you know. So I think it was a lot harder for me to adapt when I was younger. I was very like stressed. So I was like, okay, well, whoever likes me, whoever can talk to me and like understand me, and then as I got older, I've moved a lot, so I think it's gotten easier.
All right, so Rima, sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
No, you're good. So like I was saying, I moved around a lot. It was very hard for me to get used to just constantly meeting new people and stuff like that. So I felt like for me personally, it was a lot easier to make friends growing up because I was like, oh, okay, well, this is like, especially when people are like kind of in the same path as you, like, oh, I want to go to medical school. I want to be a doctor, you know? So it's like kind of like, it can either go really, it's like a double-edged sword. It's either you're going to have really competitive friends, or you're going to have people who are actually going to like help you out and like talk to you about things and stuff.
Agreed.
Yeah. So it's not as cutthroat as I thought it would be. Definitely there are some people you don't want to talk to, but then like obviously there's some people. It's lovely. Lovely. Yeah. Don't watch this. I'm just kidding. So for me growing up harder, I got older and then it was easier. And what was the question though again? Like there was something else about that you asked. Oh, yes. Making friends. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So as an adult, it's so much harder for me, I think, to make like now, like I think like when I was an undergrad, it was a lot easier. And then like I've actually like made most of my friends on social media from Arabscope. Or like there was this like Syrian page that followed me and I was really flattered because I wasn't Syrian. And they're just like, oh, Syrians in the U.S. shouting them out now for Instagram. And it's like all these like different people like started following me from there. And I was like, oh, that's so nice. Like, you know what I mean? Like people like trying to like find who's in their area so that they can communicate right with them and like talk to them. So I feel like social media is so critical now in like terms of like making friends, which is
interesting. Okay.
Kind of bad and good.
Okay. We'll come back. I'm going to come back to that one. What about you? Yeah. How do you feel about it?
Technically, I believe that things have changed because when I was in high school, making friends was a little bit tougher because when you're in high school, people are more preoccupied and like, oh, I need to be like popular between the popular kids, you know?
So it's kind of hard for one person to get into that group, you know? Like I say, everything in high school has to be, like, popular. It has to be, like, in the geek squad, or you have to be, like, super smart to be in, like in this type of group, you know? Really hard to make friends when you were in high school. As a kid, it's even more tougher, you know? When you're starting to grow up, things a little bit different, and they get a little bit easier for you to make friends because you social media comes in, and it's easy for you to, like, talk to the person on the other side of the screen, say, hey, Lego, my name is this so-and-so, you know, like, I'm trying to, like, establish some new new friendship through people, you know? Back to the question, it's now that you're an adult, it's even, I feel like it's harder because you see all these people, like, for example, single mom. When I'm at work, there's one of my coworkers, she's a single mom, and it's really hard for me to, like, establish a good conversation with her because you're trying to talk to about a specific topic, and then she's like, oh, but have you ever experienced what it's like to be a single mom or anything, you know? It's really hard because there's different categories, like single mom, single parents, you know? I feel like as an adult, it's kind of hard to make friends compared to when you were a kid. But yeah, I feel like it's harder now than before. Social media kind of makes it easier because, you know, like when you go into Facebook and you start chatting with people, and it's easier on social media, to be honest. Like nowadays, it's easier on social media now.
Yeah. And one of the things that I've always noticed, or at least I've, you know, observed as, like, time goes on, is let's take it, like, a huge leap back to early 2000s, right? Let's just go ahead and say 2008, 2009. I was in middle school, transitioning to high school, right? Did you guys use social media back then? Like, what was your main platforms of social? Right, okay, so Luai did not use any. Rima, what about you?
I was on Hotmail MSN.
Damn, Hotmail.
You know.
So many weird friends that I never met in real life. So I had a really strict upbringing. My dad was like, you can't go out. You can't, like, you're not allowed. Like, you're supposed to be studying all the time. Like, he was just very protective. So it's like, no boys, no talking to boys. Like, even till now, I'm 25. And it's like, you know, it's such a thing. He's so, I told you, Falahi, which means, like, very traditional Palestinian Arab Middle Eastern father.
The best Middle Eastern people.
So, yeah, I guess it depends on who you ask. But, yeah, so he was, like, so most of my time was, like, usually on the internet. And I had a lot of, like, friends from, there was, like, Barbie Girl World. I used to be, like, a prime member at Club Penguin. That was the things that I was doing. That was my socializing. And then, so yeah, that was what I was doing.
See, and I love that because, so I think that's another great perspective to put out there. Social media back then, when you're younger, is a completely different world to social media today. This idea of communication and, like, how we associate with one another has just, to me, just drastically changed. You go from, again, early 2000s where, yes, Club Penguin, RuneScape, if you know, for all my nerds out there, I mean, for those of you who still play, you know, WoW, I know you're out there and you're all weird, and I still love you. Best friend plays WoW. You have, like, Neopets, you had trolls websites. There were so many different websites that you had, but then they all essentially, like, faded away. And, you know, as you transitioned to adulthood, you had Facebook, you have Instagram, Snapchat, all these different things. What's great is that we utilize those as tools to, when we're not around these people that we normally associate with 24/7, we can continue staying connected with these people outside of our one-on-one circles. But then I feel like this is where also impacted it in a negative way, because you can look at that and be like, okay, this is awesome. I can connect from people from, you know, with you two, like Oregon, out in DC, you know, even like out in the Middle East. And for everyone who listens to the show, I mean, like, we're all in different places, whether they're listeners, whether they comment, or however you know, we interact with each other. But then there's always those exceptions where sometimes the associations or relationships that we get aren't always the best relationships. Or sometimes it makes the relationships that we have seem simulated. Mm-hmm. It's like a friendship is simulated.
It does.
It's kind of like what Luai said earlier. You can't read each other's body language. You can't tell how this, you know, the connection. So it's really difficult. But I want to go back and segue back to like what Luai was saying with, as you age, you know, you were saying how you can't connect with a woman, like a single mother, for example. Or like, you know, I've, you know, in the workforce, you know, depending on your job, we always meet different people. Do you guys find it harder to find people that match your interests? Or is it just the fact that because we work in like such open environments that, you know, you have a mix of people that you can't really find that like, you know, and it's growing up, it's different because, you know, we're all trying to figure out what we want to do. So like what Rima was saying, you can find people who are interested in medicine, or you can find somebody who's interested in history, you know, that kind of thing. But once you're at a certain point, so like, you know, we're both in medical school. Luai, what do you do for a living, if you don't mind me asking?
I work as a procedure scheduler at the hospital, at the cardiology department.
Okay. Oh, right on. So yeah, so we're all in like the medical field, like the medical environment. So, like, we mix with a bunch of different people. But do you guys find it also difficult to find... Because, like, imagine Luai, I'm sure she only wants to be friends with other, like, single mothers or, you know, people who have kids so they can interact with each other. Or, like, Rima, I'm sure the bulk of the people that you hang out with are either other medical students or your immediate friends or relatives. So do you guys find it more challenging to find people who... are only interested to the interest that you are interested in? That is like an oxymoron. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I feel like I want people who have different interests than me, though, okay, to surround me. Because I feel like if I'm going to be talking about medicine with people all day, I'm probably going to just die because it's just okay, too much. I feel like it's just, it takes up so much of my time in general that I would rather like have someone talk to me about film or production, or because I love movies also. I feel like there's like someone was telling me how like the process of like how green screens work, and I was like flabbergasted. I was like, wow, that's so cool, like they're not actually doing that in the movie. And that's just very oddly enough, that was a recent conversation. I'm really embarrassed about it, but like, they're stuntmen, like people that look exactly like them that are jumping off the buildings. Okay, that's awesome. You know, so I feel like learning something like new from other people has just always been something that I'm more interested in. So it doesn't, they don't have to necessarily have the same interests as me, as long as there's the main things I think is the foundation of like being able to have good communication, understanding patients, especially with my schedule. I hate feeling like I'm prioritizing my schedule over other people who have less, like more time to do things than I do. So I feel like that's something that is like most, more important than just common interests.
Okay, I can respect that. What about you, Luai?
So I feel pretty much the same way. It's just that it all depends on the person, you know, like if, like, for example, like I mentioned, like the single mom, you know, you talking to this person and then suddenly she's like, okay, so I can't really talk about you about having a baby or anything because, you know, you can't, you don't know what it feels like. But then it all depends on the person, because sometimes they try to establish a conversation with you, even though it's not related to one single thing. For example, like it's really hard for me sometimes to understand when I talk to my coworkers, like the medical assistants in the hospital, they're talking about procedures and like everything that it has to be done before. And I'm like, okay, so I don't really understand any of that. I only understand that I had to schedule that procedure, make sure that they're like fasting when they do it in the lab. So it's all about that, you know, like it's hard. Sometimes, like I mentioned before, like, and I keep repeating, it all depends on the person. I feel like some people, they do try to get you be part of their conversation, even though they're talking about a whole different thing, but they're trying to get you into it, you know?
Yeah, I get that. I'm going to go ahead and try to transition to our next topic off of that alone. And I want to go ahead and ask the listeners, do you guys find it's harder to make friends as an adult compared to as it was when we were younger, you know, in our prime? Well, it depends on what you know, claim as your prime. But I just want to know, do you guys feel like it's easier now as, you know, you age to make those relationships, or was it easier back in the day? On to our next conversation topic, which pretty much goes on something we've already touched on. Interactions between over technology compared to in person. All three of us, we understand the difference, body language and how we communicate and how we read people, and how those are all detrimental like aspects to consider when, you know, communicating and making friends. Do you guys think that how we interact with other people is affected by technology?
Mm-hmm. How we interact with people. Yeah.
You just met someone outside, right? Are you going to start talking to that random person? Better yet, Rima, you know, we were talking about this before we started recording. Rima, you like to go to Starbucks. Would you just randomly start a conversation with somebody in Starbucks?
The times that I go to Starbucks is when I'm really stressed out. So really, I... No, actually, someone tried to talk to me when... Because I said my name, and normally I've started using Reina instead of Rima because people just get super confused with, it's just four letters, but I just, you know, when you do, every time, my name is Rima, R-I-M-A, you know, so it's just every time, it's just, so I felt like Reina was easier. So someone overheard my name being Arabic, and I think he was Egyptian. So he was like, oh, like you're Arab. And I was like, yeah, I am. And I was just not in the mood to talk at that point. So, cause I just had so much going on. So no, normally at Starbucks, it's not the best time, but normally I'm a very approachable person. Like in general, I feel like if someone like wants directions on the train or like, cause I use the subway usually to get to school. Parking is terrible in DC. Just don't even get a car. It's not even worth it. It really depends on when. So I feel like it's easier for me to interact with people in person if I'm in a good mood.
You're one of those. All right, Luai, what about you? Do you feel that if you were to go out and you just wanted to spark a random conversation with someone, you could easily do it face to face?
Yes, for me it's a little bit easier because I'm a social butterfly, so whenever I go like into crowds, like especially if I go to, because most of the time I have to go with my friends because they love karaoke, so I go to karaoke with them, and then suddenly people start coming, like coming in just because they want to hear the person that is singing. Mm-hmm. I don't usually like, okay, you're invading my bubble, you know, like I go ahead and say, hey, how you doing? Like, how you like the song? Like, is there like, can you sing along or something? So I start laughing, but I start laughing because I get nervous around the person because I was like, I don't know if that person's gonna get, is gonna feel the same vibe that I am feeling, and they're gonna try to follow the conversation or not. That's what usually is. Like, I start talking to random people, even though I don't even know them. But that's what it is. That's what the place is for. Like, you get to know people. You get to know what their interests are, you know? For me, it's, nowadays, it's a little bit easier because I learned from what I did in high school and then all this time until now. I just like, okay, so this is what I did wrong in high school. Maybe I can try and change it and, like, you know, try to get into the people's little space bubble, even though you don't know how they're going to approach to you. Yeah. But you're just trying to like, hey, you know, right there, I'm right here, you know? One thing that I learned is because when I was in college, like in my very first year of college, I volunteered to assist people, international students, with their assignments, their English assignments. Because they were choosing English as second language. So I was there to, you know, help them out. So it kind of helps me to get out of my bubble and start like exploring new things, like, oh, like this is what the culture of Asia is. This is what the culture of the Middle East is. You know, like that's what helped me a lot. Like once I start doing like assisting international students with their assignments, it's what kind of like helped me be more social with people. Because trust me, when I was in high school, all the way when I graduated from high school, I was not really much of a talker. I was not much of a chatting. But then once I start doing all this, it's when I'm like, okay, This is what I feel and talking to people
from now on. Yeah. Okay. And I respect that from both your guys' perspectives. Why I like what you're saying about the whole learn what you did from back then and apply it to like today. And then I totally sympathize with you, Rima. Some days you just don't want to talk to anybody. And sometimes you just want to be the most social person in the world. Let's compare those interactions and let's, same question, let's go on a digital platform. Rima, do you feel that you would be more willing to have that same conversation that you just completely avoided a second ago in person, but you would be more open to doing it online? Let's just say he were to be like, oh, let's, you know, do you have an Instagram? Do you have a Facebook? You guys add each other on Facebook. Would you at some point have a smoother conversation with that person over said platform?
I think so, because, you know, you can get a message in a moment of time and be like in a very complete headspace, a different headspace. So I feel like, because when you give yourself enough time, like, you know what, I'm not going to answer right now, I'll probably answer in an hour or two and I'm done studying histology or whatever, you know? So it's like you're rested now, you feel better. You're like, okay, well, I'm done with my Anki cards for today, so maybe I can respond. You know what I mean? I feel like I'd be more willing to have that conversation, as selfish as it sounds, like on my own time. But it's also on his time, because he can respond whenever he feels like he's ready to respond, you know? So it's not like a conversation that you have to have then and there.
Totally get that. And I think in that aspect, it makes sense, because say you were just trying to go get coffee quick in and out because you had somewhere to go. So it's different circumstances. And then same question to you. Do you feel that you see a friend, you know, you work with and it's on social media? Do you feel that if you were to have a conversation through like a social platform, that it's easier for you to maintain a certain dialogue over that compared to an in-person kind of thing? Because again, busy wise.
I feel that it could be not the same, because if you know that person from work and then suddenly, like, you know that there's like chemistry and during the work area, because you guys see each other, you talk about things, random things, you know. But on social media, if you're talking to that same person, I feel like it's a lot different, because the conversation may or may not be the same, because you pretty much everything that you talk about at work, you don't want to go back to the same topic and start telling them, okay, so what do you think about this problem? You know, this is not the same. And if it's for like a random person, like a total stranger, like he or she can text me, send me a message through Facebook or Snapchat, you're just like, okay, so I don't really know you, but I'm an open mind person, so let's go and see where these things go. But if I see that your topics or the conversation that you're making is not appropriate for me, I'm just like, okay, this is it, you know? And then I start talking to that person. So, yeah. No, I can be really, if I don't like you on social media, that's it, I'm done. Even if that person keeps sending me messages, I'm like, I'm done. I don't want to talk to you ever anymore.
Yeah. No, I totally get that. See, one of the reasons why I like asking this question, and I love asking this to anybody, because I love person-to-person interaction, just because not only can you have conversations and you can, like, you know, interact with a person, but you can actually go out and do something outside, and then the conversation that you have, you can grow it into, like, a different direction and, like, actually explore different avenues, either of interest or similarities between you and whoever else you're with. Compared to when you're online in this digital world that we're so massively, like, surrounded by today, it puts you at this, how it kind of gives you like a boundary. If you met one person, like, say in passing, and then you add each other on Facebook or Instagram, however, and then you guys talk to each other, you know, the conversation can only go as far as each person wants it to go. One person, as you know, in a situation like Rima mentioned, could want to have a conversation, and then the other person is probably different things going on. When I always look at, like, the way technology affects our interactions, it can be beneficial in so many ways, whether it be expanding friendships outside of your immediate circle and going outside into different avenues of, like, new people, but it could also limit how effective we can be in forming certain friendships and conversations, because there's times where I've talked to people, new people, our conversations were like wicked amazing for like a week, and then we hit like that wall of like what else is there to talk about, and then it just stops conversation. Then we just move on to the next topic. Compared to if it's somebody that I have spoken to for I don't know how long now, and then we're like, hey, let's go out and do this, then we go out and then we just constantly continue that cycle, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So do you guys feel like there's a limit to communication through technology, or do you feel like there's only a limit if you let there be a limit?
Definitely only a limit if you let there be. I feel like I've seen best friends who've become best friends just like by using, there's this app called Bumble BFF. So it's not the dating version of it, but it's like friends, like just really because of the pandemic, people have been going online a lot and they've just, you know, okay, they talk and whatever, and then they figure out, okay, well now let's like go out. So it's like, okay, here we're going to go out this week. And then, oh, sorry, I'm busy this week. But if you want to keep it going, it just has to be from two parties have to be just as, you know, it's a give and take situation. I feel like if one person is way too eager, it kind of like, you know, both just, they just have to mesh, you know, the personalities just have to mesh.
I feel that. Luai, how do you feel?
I feel like there is some limits in there because like Grima said, there are certain topics that you just don't want to cross line with. So if you're suddenly start talking about like I don't know, like things could jump in like from the weather, say, oh, the weather is super nice. How do you think about it? Like, if you go snowboarding, you go skiing or something, and then suddenly that conversation jumped into politics, like something that you don't feel comfortable in talking about, then the atmosphere and the conversation can change. So you kind of like limit yourself on like, okay, I don't want to say something that could disrespect that person or their beliefs. So I'm just kind of like, okay, I'm starting backing up a little bit, you know, and little by little trying to change the subject. In some other occasions, it doesn't always go well because that person can tell. It's like, okay, so I can tell that you don't feel comfortable. So if you don't feel comfortable in talking about this particular topic, then I just don't feel like we could establish a good friendship, you know? So yeah.
I have something to add, actually. Is it easier for girls? I feel like it's easier for girls to make friends than it is for guys, but I'm not sure. But like girls will just be like, oh my God, I love your hair. I love your makeup. Like, I love your outfit, you know? And it's just suddenly, oh my God, she's my ride or die now, you know? Like,
right.
Just, it's.
I think you're right though, because you girls have a lot of like different things to talk about. Like you say, like, oh, I dye my hair. Oh no! Like if you're wearing a new mascara, it's like, oh my God, I think this mascara looks bad on me. That's it. Really makes me feel like super tired. You know, like you girls have way like the conversation that you can talk like compared to guys, compared to you girls, like our conversation is like this, but you guys can go like spend it and try.
I just feel like we're so much more sensitive with each other. It's like one time I remember telling my guy friend, I was like, when you guys sleep over, like, do you guys sleep like because girls, I don't know, it's like it's so normal for girls to like share the bed, right? Like when we sleep over, and they're like, oh my God, no, we don't sleep with our friend in the same bed. And I was like, what? That's not like, you guys are not close like that, you know what I mean? But I just, it's just like different.
I think it's easier when you were just a kid, because as a kid you're so innocent, you don't even know what's going on, you know, so you can be sleeping in the same bed or in the same like floor.
Yeah.
But when you're growing up, you're like, okay, this is totally weird, I do not want to sleep next to you. Yeah, I do get it though, because when I was just a kid, I was I live in elementary school, I used to do a lot of sleepovers with my friends, especially with my schoolmates. I do that, and now that we're all grown up and we see each other, you're just like, you know, remember those sleepovers? And I was like, yeah, they go, dude, that is so wrong. I'm like,
oh my God, no, it's just like, it's so different, I guess.
I feel like I unfortunately never had the sleepover opportunity, because shout out to the foreign Arab life and my mother, you know, depriving me of my childhood. My mom listens to this, so when you hear this, I hope you know you deprived me. However, aside from that, you know, it's funny that you guys, to hear both your perspectives is super funny. I would say I have a little bit of both, because when I like to do outrageous things that make people look at me and be like, this guy is a weirdo. However, I love doing it because it always, so one time, let me put you in this scenario. I was working at the hospital. I was a transporter. One day, I was shaving my face, and I was like, I'm going to rock a mustache. At first, it started as a joke. I wanted to look like Tom Selleck. And for all the listeners and watchers, I'm definitely going to post the picture of my mustache for you. I get a nice review between 80s porn star, Freddie Mercury and Bo Rat. So you guys will get to, you know, enjoy that. So my pleasure. But no, so guys would come up to me and be like, guys I've never spoke to, be like, nice stash. I'm like, so it, you know, it's funny. Like, so in Rima's situation, I totally have situations like, so it really depends on, because like when it comes to like sports, I love watching sports, but like, do I watch sports regularly, like ESPN, like everyone else does? Hell to the no. Mm-hmm. When it comes to like video games, though, man, I can have a crazy conversation with some dudes. Once me and my friend went to Meijer, and I had a random conversation with the dude because he overheard me talking about video games. Literally, I want to be like, dog, give me a hug. We're like best friends.
Aww. Yeah, man, that's how it is with us. Yeah. Like, it's like, oh my God, I love you. Thank you for compliment. You know, like, it's so easy for girls. I don't know. Ask your viewers. I don't want them to come at me and be like, oh my God, she's crazy.
No, but it's also funny because, like, there's always so many different avenues. Because, like, there's people who are 100% like, ew, what the hell is up with her hair? And then I have, you know, guys who, so it's funny, Luai, when you're talking about that, like, ugh, like, me and my friend, my best friend, we're always like, come, like, lay next to me. Let's be, like, a sleepover.
Yeah.
So I have some friends that'll be like, get over here, big guy. And then I'll have other friends who are like, don't touch me. Like, back to back because, you know, weirdos. It really just depends on who your friends are and the people you surround yourself with. I have a lot of crazy friends. I have a lot of normal friends, and then I have a lot of just randos that you just, you know, meet up on the street one day, and then you're essentially friends for life. I'm gonna go ahead and switch our diverge conversation, because I could get trapped in this one for hours.
Yeah.
To everyone listening, I wanna know what you guys feel about technology and conversation. Do you guys think that social interactions are more genuine and authentic when it's a one-on-one, face-to-face conversation? Or do you feel like that you can still maintain that authenticity and genuinity, I can't say the proper,
yeah,
over the internet or over social platforms? Feel free to let me know in the comments or email me, however you feel. And we're gonna go ahead and shimmy on over to our last topic for the evening. Topic really comes down to everything that we pretty much touched on already, but how effective is technology to stay in touch and strengthen our relationships today? You know, like what you were mentioning, you know, there's that Bumble BFF thing, which is super cool. And I know I see, you know, there's new things every day. And I know like Clubhouse is like that new thing that everyone's using, which I am not an Apple user, so I do not utilize Clubhouse. However, you know, like my social medias span from MySpace. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. You can still find me at MySpace.
You still use MySpace?
Hell yeah.
I wasn't in that generation of MySpace, I think. No, I was, but I just wasn't allowed to have it at the time.
I utilized MySpace in high school a lot of times. I still have it. I mean, I still have it active. I never deleted it. Actually, talking about MySpace, like, sorry if I interrupted. I just remember that last week I went through MySpace because I was going through my old phone, one of those like flip ones that you just flip, yeah. No touchscreen back then. So, and I found my password and my username for my MySpace, and I went in there and I looked at it. I was like, man, I was crazy back in high school. Like all these pictures were friends, and especially when we did like school trips, I found all those pictures. I was like, wow, this is kind of like touchy, and you just want to like don't want to like delete this account, because that was my purpose, like going to MySpace, delete the account and just kind of like move on, you know. But when you start looking at the school trips, those family reunions, those friends reunions that you had, especially because I don't do Valentine's, but because my friends were so into Valentine's Day, I was like, okay, I'm just gonna go in, you know. But right. Finding all those pictures and those videos, you just kind of like, you don't want to delete this. And that's me. I still have my MySpace account active. I mean, I used to use it a lot, really a lot.
That's crazy. I was going to say, for me, because I didn't have, like, I wasn't allowed on the internet. So the people are going to be like, oh my God, this girl, she was abused. I feel so sorry. No. I used to have a camera, I think Olympic camera or something, like it was like a Olympia, or I don't remember what it was called, but it was like a camera. That's what it was. And I had this camera and I would take pictures of everything and I would put them on heart on like these little cards, like these SD discs or whatever. And then I put them into this like bigger, this huge like chunk of a hard drive or something and just like put them all on there. Or I would burn pictures onto a CD.
Hell yeah, you're old
school
right there. I like you.
I really was. I was burning illegal music on there. I was doing
the FCC watches this.
It's gone now. Don't worry. I don't even know how a CD. I don't think they use CDs anymore. But like my dad would always be like, I want to listen to John Denver on our ride. And I was like, yeah, me too. So I would just go like download from like, I can't remember the names of these websites. These sketchy. I don't know how I was even allowed on the computer. But yeah, so I used to like put them onto these hard drives. And I still have these hard drives and they still work. And you can like connect and like see all these like old things. And I'm like, thank God I didn't have social media back then because these are embarrassing.
When I finally got like access to my MySpace again to make sure like everything was like all in place, I was like, wow, luckily I hid all these pictures. Granted, everyone that I interact with on MySpace now, I don't even know if they're real people. It's all like, I only use it for like the music and to like advocate. Believe it or not, I advocate for this podcast on MySpace. And I feel like I got a good chunk of listeners from there, but that's a whole nother topic in itself. When I think about like, for me, in like technology, there's MySpace, and you know, as again, when I look at how that's totally lost my train of thought. Let me get back onto where I was at.
Sorry, we're just like on a tangent.
No, but you have like Clubhouse and Snapchat, and there's so many different ways you can like meet people and interact with people. I love that you can do something like that because, you know, let's go back to your MSN days, or let's go back to just Club Penguin, where you can literally make friends off these things. And I know people who literally became friends. Like for me, for like video games, I actually have friends I'm still in touch with, you know, from like playing PlayStation online with these people. There's so many avenues now where you can have friendships. When social media first started, the reason to have it was because you want to stay in touch with these people who are so far away. It will help build relationships and strengthen your relationships that you have. And if you want to strengthen, you know, new ones, you can start new ones. And I feel like that's what social media is advertised as. I think that people stopped trying to make friends, and I feel like people stopped going outside of their comfort zone to meet other people with different ideas and different values, because we want to be surrounded by people who either relate to us 100% or people that have one point of view and you also believe in that point of view. So that's who you'd be surrounded by. Where nowadays, I like bringing politics into this because I don't like discussing politics, but I like using politics as a reference because politics really separates people, whether you're a party system kind of guy, if you are a value traditional, like a conservative, liberal, or socialist, however you identify yourself. I feel like that's like the biggest way I love to look at it, because when I see technology and I see communication in groups, people can easily remove this person, or people can easily, you know, kick this person, or you can always manage who is in these circles and who is not. To me, when I see stuff like that, I always see communication as being, or the internet being, a barrier again to having conversations. So What are your guys' views when it comes to technology or social media being either a bridge, or do you see it more as a obstacle in communication and friendships, relationships?
For me, honestly, I don't know what it is, but sometimes I feel like reaching out to someone on social media can be a little bit intimidating, because when you're seeing the best version of someone, it's very hard to feel like, oh, this person could have anxiety, or this person could have, I have so many people that have reached out to me but just like followed me from something, and then they're like, oh my god, like I didn't know, because I do have like a lot of it's like a whole other topic, a lot of social anxiety newly, which is something weird. I think it was, I never had it in undergrad. It's like something I think has happened during the pandemic or whatever. So it's like, oh, like if I'd cancel on them, you know, you really don't like, because oh, I'm so anxious today, I don't really feel like I want to go out, for example. Mm-hmm. Like they would be like, oh wow, I wouldn't expect, like no one really says it, like talks about it a lot, but I'm really open about like anxiety or like mental health and things like that. So I think it's pretty important. And when someone, like I said, is showing their best self, it's so hard, I think, to connect with that person unless the person is willing to like break down this like image a little bit and just, you know, be like, well, you know, this is who I am. And, you know, if you like it or you don't like it, you know, stuff like that. So it really just depends on how the person is receiving the input, you know, in my opinion. I think it should be a bridge. I don't think it should be an obstacle, but it can be if people are misusing or just, you know, like, oh, I want to look perfect, or I want to be perfect, or, you know, people who edit their photos or do stuff like that to like, you know,
yeah,
it could, you know, that's just, there's so many things people, there is a facade sometimes people, but for me, for example, my Instagram, I have like 300 followers. I don't know. I'm not trying to impress anyone. So 300 followers, there's nothing there. So it's like, I'm super open about who I am as a person, or like what I'm expecting from other people when they reach out to me. So, or if I reach out to them, you know what I mean? So it really, yeah, it just depends on how you are as a person and who the person that's reaching out to you and how they want to like build this friendship.
Right. Okay. Luai, what about you?
I feel that social media and technology can be a bridge, especially if you want, I mean, for those who are adding that they want to be part of your group and they're adding you or they start talking to you. Like, for example, me, I posted things on Instagram and Facebook because I used to work at the airport. So I want to show people, like, okay, so this is me when I'm working. When I'm working, I'm like professional. Like, I don't joke around. And if I joke around, would be like during my break times. I wanted those people, the new people that come in, see, okay, so this person, it's taking his job serious. But when he's not around or when he's not working, he's like super chatty and stuff like that. And especially because when I work at the hospital, things could change because you're dealing with somebody's life, especially like, okay, so you're not wanting to have this procedure because it isn't that, you know? I use social media as a bridge for people to get to know me. Like, okay, so this is how I am during work hours. This is how I am outside of work. Some people don't use it that way because, like Raymond said, there's a lot of features that they edit in a lot. You don't really get to know that person, like how they really are, you know? For me, I'm open to anything, but I just like use social media as a bridge to get to me so they can know how I am outside and inside of work.
Yeah. And I totally respect both of those answers. I want to ask you guys this because both of you mentioned putting on a front, because I love comparing the situations, because in person, you can see a person presenting themselves. In a one-on-one setting, they're a completely different person sometimes. You get that same reaction sometimes in social media. I feel like we're in a society today where social media has become this, it's this poorly displayed, you have to be a perfect human, where you can see this. Someone isn't perfect in real life compared to what you see them on social media. Sometimes the way they present themselves, and then if you were to meet that same exact person in real life, they're a completely different person. Do you guys feel like perception of a person based off of appearance alone is different technology-wise compared to perception of a person in person? Or do you feel like that they're the exact same thing, just different platforms? I know that was a doozy, isn't it?
No, it's actually really interesting because I think girls in general, we worry about that a lot. I don't know about guys, but with females, it's just like, because, you know, there are, like, personally, I don't use filters because I think they can really like change the way I see myself, and I don't want that negative. I don't want to be like, oh my God, well, wow, my nose looks so snatched in this filter. And then in person, well, I'm Middle Eastern, so, you know, like, most Middle Eastern girls have said they wanted a nose job at least once in their life. So it's such a common thing. Being half Lebanese, I can't tell you how many of us have had nose jobs. So I'm just saying, like, I think because you get to pick your best angle, you take 25, 30 pictures and you pick the best one out of all of those. And that's the one that you're putting online. It's like very hard to match up to that. Or if somebody, especially like, I feel like girls as us, like we know, oh, she's not going to look exactly like that. So you're kind of expecting that she's going to look different. You're going to see her pores. You're going to see, you know, smudges of mascara sometimes, or just, you know, skin texture, which is completely normal. You know, it's just weird when like a guy will meet you, for example, or and then it's like, oh, well, you don't look like your photos. Like that, nobody's ever told me that, thank God, but I'd probably die. but like it happens, you know. So it's like, it's really just an expectation. It's, and again, it's like if someone is using filters though all the time, you can kind of tell though if someone's using a filter. I've been surprised, like there would be people who would say, no, I couldn't tell, but I'm like, well, you know, it's a personal choice, it's self-expression. So you can use a filter, of course, if you want to. But if you're going to meet someone in person, maybe have them, like, I don't know, maybe FaceTime them before you meet them or something. I feel like that makes a world of a difference. So it's, but it doesn't really matter. I think, in my opinion, like, appearance is just such a small factor of it. So it wouldn't impede like a friendship just because she's got pores, or he looks shorter in real life or something, you know?
Damn those pores.
It's a problem. It's such a problem.
How about you, Luai? Do you feel that perception is different social media wise compared to perception in real life?
I wanna like mention something that Rima said, is that so let's start, like, I'm a huge complimenter type of person, you know? Like if I see you, whether it's in pictures or in real life, or you're a co-worker of mine, if I, especially when it comes to girls, I don't do compliments on guys because they don't take it as well. They're like, okay, dude, you're super weird, you know, don't compliment me. I'm like, okay, fine. But girls, I do a lot of complimenting, especially because you don't know how long they've been in like putting up makeup, putting up their hair, you know. So when you
see that,
you feel like you see them, it's like, oh, that only took them like 10 minutes. No, they, especially, okay, let me tell you one story. Sorry. So I was working with one of my coworkers. She used to work as patient access representative. So technically scheduling patients. You always see her with this bright smile, like super nice makeup and everything, like nice hair. I never approached her because she looks like, don't even get close to me, you know? So, but one day I broke that heel and I was like, okay, so I want to ask you something. Don't take it the wrong way. Just like, what is it? They're like, how long does it take you to do all that makeup and everything? And I go, don't get me the wrong way. And she looked at me and she's like, nobody has ever asked me that before. But let me tell you, since you're interested, like, it takes me at least 2 hours to get all this. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Well, let me tell you, you look gorgeous. Like, trust me, you look gorgeous. And sorry. But yeah, like, I honestly, like, I do a lot of complimenting, especially with girls, you know, because like I mentioned, you don't know how long did it take to get ready to get from point A to point B, you know? So yeah, like, I'm a huge complimenter though. But in social media, things could change because, like Rima said, like, there's these pictures that people do a lot of filter, a lot of editing, and when you meet them in real life, I'm like, okay, what's going on to this with this, you know? So it's okay. A little bit of filtering. Sorry. It's okay if you do a little like filter, like a little touches on yourself, but just don't overdo it, you know? Because you want to show what you really look like when you meet that person.
Yeah. No, I agree. And I always find that there is always a good boundary to the extent of how to express yourself. And I mean, again, I'm not a perfect human being. I have some crazy pictures out there and I have some like really just normal pictures. But I present myself on social media as I present myself in real life. Maybe a little crazier. But at the same time, I want to make sure that if someone were to meet me in person, they'd be like, wow, you literally get exactly what you see. Because I love people knowing who I am. And that's one of the things that I've noticed, you know, it changes because we all have this, I don't know, this idea of how people should view us or how we feel that we want to be viewed by other people, which, I mean, to each their own. I'm not going to tell you how to, you know, express yourself or how to say what's right and what's wrong. But I just think that there's this fine line between too much and then just, I don't know. It's a complex thing. But aside from that, I do feel that social media or any platform outside of a one-on-one interaction can be a good bridge to relationships and to communication. It also just depends on how you choose to use it and how you go about it, because it can take a bad turn, it can take a good turn. How you choose to interact on online or any social media platform, or how you choose to interact around certain groups of people, really just depends on how you decide to be. But for me, I always like to be, you know, if I'm going to give you me or my opinions or anything, I'll talk to you and I'll have a discussion with you. Don't shut down a discussion just because you don't agree with something. I feel you should take that and get and try to make it something constructive, because there's so many different perspectives out there, so many different point of views, so many different stories. And that's one of the things, you know, I loved about having each of you on here, because you're two different people. We all come from different areas, different backgrounds, and we all have, you know, again, we have some similar ideas and we have some different beliefs, but at the same time, we manage to have a solid relationship and communicate with each other. And look, now we're here chatting it up. I'm now going to go to Oregon one day and sing karaoke. And I'm now going to go get coffee with Rima and
in attempt DC. To
drink coffee, because I don't like coffee. But and tea time with a lot of people. Drink tea. Everyone just drink tea.
Yeah, side note, the iced guava black tea at Starbucks is really good. If you guys want to try something, like good tea, it's awesome.
Oh, see? She says tea and I'm already attracted.
The iced guava black tea. It's amazing. It's really, really good.
For all other Starbucks inquiries and how to live the Amish lifestyle, please follow Rima. She's your girl.
Yeah. Amish lifestyle. Not allowed to have Instagram till I was in high. Like, I think I was grade 12. I was right before I left to college.
Man. Now, was that your dad's doing or was that your?
That was my dad's doing. It wasn't my choice.
I respect you. I respect your father. So, final comments, questions, concerns from either of you two. Do you guys have any final notes that you would like to leave with our listeners today?
Don't hurt yourself. I really want to know, like, how many people are, like, watching these things. Like, that's, like, really
right. I was asking that to myself.
Yeah. Like, what countries mainly, like, are watching us?
I always do my country shout outs.
Yeah.
In the beginning, but I'll go ahead and go back because, hold on.
Yeah, please do. I'm so interested.
I have listeners. I don't know about viewers 100%. I mean, you can see how many. I mean, I think I just got on YouTube. YouTube is still fairly fresh. As for listeners, though, I have a good chunk of listeners, which I love all of you for listening, and I hope you guys continue to listen. And as always, please continue to share with your friends, families, cats, brothers, and sisters. I love having, you know, people on the show and, like, please just talk to me. I love to hear your input. But listeners, get ready for this. We have, of course, the United States. 7% of my listeners comes from France. And there's a lot of cities in France, so I respect the French. We have Canada, Russia. I don't know where in Russia. They don't give me my analytics from Russia. From this beautiful island of Antigua and Barbuda. I have some listeners in Palestine. Shout out to Palestine. We have the United Kingdom, Germany, Taiwan, Netherlands, New Zealand, Switzerland, Belgium, Japan, and Yemen is the countries worldwide that we, you know, expand to. And statewide, there's a good handful of states. I think I'm almost at 25 out of the 50 states, which
25 out of 50.
I am very content with that. So I'm telling you, France throws me for a whoof every time.
Yes,
so,
bonjour mes amis in France.
Look at that. Ooh la la. Everybody, she speaks French.
Ooh, c'était pas comme français?
Oui, je parle français.
C'est bon.
Non, je parle français, mais un petit peu, parce que maman est libanaise. So, j'étudie français à l'école.
Gotcha. Well, I don't understand much, but I can understand.
Oh, okay. I thought you
did speak. Oh, no. Okay. Rima, it's been a long time. When I was in high school, I lost practice because I don't really practice it. Mm-hmm. But if I find somebody that I can practice my French, trust me, in a week or two, bam.
Yeah, pratiquez avec moi, and you can take my Instagram.
Oh, perfect.
See, hey, like, oh, just look at that.
Technology can be a bridge.
Yeah, you gotta
hide. No, seriously, I do want to practice my French. It's been a while, though.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, what other language do you speak?
Arabic and French and English. That's it.
Oh, my Arabic is really, really, really poor. Because I learned from the, I learned from my Saudi Arabian students. Because I used to go to the mosque with them a lot of times. So whenever they speak in Arabic, they're like, okay, they're interpreting, but at the same time, they were teaching me. I never got the chance to actually, like, you know, talk. And I was like, yeah, it's getting rusty, though. So,
yeah.
Get yourself a new tutor. Make sure she teaches you Falahi dialect and not Lebanese.
I don't know how to speak Falahi.
Well, then don't go to her. I got the people who can get you Falahi. For all my auto about there, it's Che. I support the Che. All right.
Okay, awesome.
So, any final send-offs for everyone?
Thank you for watching. I always wanted to say that. I feel so famous now.
You can see her on the Rima show every Monday and Friday, 7 to 8, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, and Ramadan Kareem to everyone, because I'm sure this is going to be coming out.
That's true, yes. Luai, any final words and wishes to everyone?
My wishes are thanks, everyone, for watching. It's been a great experience talking to Rima and Aladdin. It's been really enjoyable conversation that we had, and I hope that everyone, I hope the viewers like it as well.
Yeah.
I hope so, too. And I would like to thank both of you for taking time out of your day. It's been a hell of a time planning this because we are, all three of us, super busy people. Yes. And again, I appreciate you for joining me. Perfect example of worldwide friendships coming together through social media. It can't happen. Build the bridge, just like the one that's sitting behind the wire currently. So... On that note, I would like to thank you all for joining in and listening. I am going to shimmy off of the conversating and bring you on to our musical guests. Unfortunately, they will not be here to interview with me because I am so busy and I have an exam next week. So I will be putting their music on here as they had allowed me to do so. And you guys will enjoy the musical song of the day. So sit back, relax, prep your ears for the beautiful sounds, and I will see you shortly. For the best part of the show, the only reason why you guys truly watch or listen to Tea Time with Aladdin is to talk about music. Today's song of the day goes out to one of the best bands you could possibly listen to all the way out of Cincinnati, Ohio, Harbor, the band. Now, you guys can go ahead and find them on all their social media websites, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, everywhere you could possibly think of, I will put in the description of the show. But most importantly, the reason why you guys need to listen to Harbor. So, as always, I stumble upon Harbor through Spotify. And you know, you always have that song stuck in your head. Well, their music is what got stuck in my head. Harbor consists of five wonderful fellows who gave me the opportunity to share their music with all of you today. We've been in a rut, you know, as a society. COVID is nonsense. We hate it. It's been winter. It's cold. If you want to get a little taste of summertime, listen to Harbor's music. Specifically, the song of the day for today is Oh No, and I'm just gonna let you guys listen to it before I get any more excited for you. So please listen to your new favorite band, Harbor, Oh No.
See her, I wouldn't marry me either. She'd be perfectly fine on her own. Me on the other hand, girl, I need you. Oh no, oh no, no. Oh, no. your body, search your side. Nothing's wrong tonight. I couldn't ruin it no matter how hard I try. Let's fall in love tonight. I can't believe my eyes, your body, search your side. So see ya.
Motivation in the morning when you're getting out of bed or walking down to your basement to your office to work right now, listen to Harbor. If you have to go to work and you're super sad about it, put on some Harbor. They'll cheer you up. If you have to wake up and you dread the fact that you're even awake and not sleeping in on your Saturday because you have to study or because you have to go to work on the weekend because they abuse our work ethic now, and you have to wake up and take that morning poop, do it listening to Harbor. Sunshine, warmth, forget the winter, forget the rain. Enjoy the summertime feels of Harbor's music. Oh No literally got me jumping, but if you guys want to listen to more of their music, check them out on Spotify, check them out on Apple Music, literally iTunes, anywhere you can find music, you can find their music. They have three albums. Their latest release of their song was 2020 in November of 2020. Fancy what you did there, fellas. Let the addiction begin. They've been around for a while, and their music just gets better and better, and they announced on their social media, which again will be in the description, that they're working on some new music. Which means, in a time like this, where music has been on technology, and they're slowly coming to, you know, potentially opening up that venue again, you might have a chance to go see Harbor live in person, and hopefully during the summertime. If you have the opportunity, take it, because if I get that chance, I'm going to do it. Harbor, thank you again for letting me share your music with everyone, and I hope everyone listening to the show or watching the show enjoys it just as much as I do. And again, thank you for letting me share it. Other than that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for watching the show. It's a pleasure having you watch, and a pleasure to hear your input. Please feel free to continue to share the show with everyone. Let them listen to good music, listen to me talk for hours. I don't know why you do it, but I know you guys enjoy it. Friends, family, you can find me on social media as well. All my social media will be in a link on my link tree, in the description. If I can get fancy, I'll put it in the little, right there. And outside of that, have a great day, guys. Stay positive, stay happy. Don't let COVID bring you down. Don't get sick. Don't touch anyone, because you know why. Peace out, guys. See you next time.